come in. Little emergency edition of that SEC podcast. But is it an emergency? I don't know. I don't know, but hey, if this is actual news, we want to be on top of it here, right? I think the Arkansas coaching search has kind of got lost in the shuffle with all these others and freaking Lane Kiffin. But news out of Arkansas, perhaps. I have not been able to confirm this, so not saying it's official. But this gentleman, Trey Shapp, sources, Alex Golish, has accepted an offer to become the next head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And he is the second media personality there, the other one being Otis Kirk out of Arkansas, to say this is coming. But again, I've reached out to a couple of people. None of them have been able to confirm this. Razorbacks have not confirmed it. So I don't know what's going on with that. But I do think this would be a hell of a hire for Arkansas. And I know Shane, who he's knee deep in some cookies right now. Otherwise, he would be on here, but he's got cookie crumbs all over his face. If I had to guess, he's gearing up for Thanksgiving. I think he's actually working, but he can do both at the same time. So how about it? I'm kind of curious to hear from Arkansas fans if they like it. Again, he's an offensive-minded guy. Maybe you don't know much about Alex Golish. He was the offensive coordinator at Tennessee when they were kicking ass and went, 11-2? Went to the Orange Bowl. Now he's the South Florida coach. I think he's done a hell of a job for them. They beat the Florida Gators at the Swamp. Now that's not much of an accomplishment, to be honest with you. But at the time, it was. Let's share the screen here to show you what he's been doing down at old South Florida. Again, this, to me, to my knowledge, if this is the hire, and we have not been able to confirm it yet, this would be a hell of a hire, I think, for Arkansas. Bring back some energy and some excitement to the Razorback football program. But old Alex Golish, 7-6, 7-6, 8-3 at South Florida. And you might, so 22-15 overall. You may look at that and say, oh, that's not that good. Well, South Florida, to my knowledge, sucked horribly. Yeah, they were 1-11 the year before he got there, 2-10 the year before, 1-8 the year before. So, yeah, I mean, again, he has proven, I know at a much lower level, but he has proven he can kind of build up a program, getting to be his exciting football, find talented quarterbacks. Until this year, Tennessee's offense hasn't been the same since he left old Josh Heupel, low T Heupel up there. So, I don't know. I'm not finding this anywhere, so we can't confirm this at this point in time. Cousin Trey says, yeah, Shane's trying to find that EpiPen. Hopefully them cookies didn't have cinnamon in it. I don't think they did. I don't think his wife would do that to him. She's a nice lady. Spartan, good hire by the Razorbacks. If they can shake down the Walton for some Tysons for some money, they can make some waves, but it's going to be tough sledding. Well, that's the thing. With this offense, why I like it so much, and Tennessee fans can tell you this, Ole Miss fans can tell you, even Mississippi State fans, even though Jeff Libby, still not sold on him. But this offense makes it to where you can punch above your weight. And you could criticize it and say, well, they can't beat the Alabamas and the Georgias of the world, even though Ole Miss has done that. But nobody's beating those damn teams. What you want to do is have an offense that is exciting, that can make it to where you can steal some games that you potentially shouldn't be or normally wouldn't be winning with your talent level. It's going to make, and at Ole Miss, Tennessee, and even Mississippi State, I know they were god-awful last year. All these offenses found footing immediately. So that's another thing of it. The up-tempo, the fast pace, you can come in there, you're going to be exciting year one. And year two, generally, at Ole Miss, Tennessee, they've taken off. Mississippi State, they started strong, kind of petered out. But again, so in 2 years' time, Arkansas could be one of the most fun offenses in the Southeastern Conference if Golish truly is the man. Again, we've not been able to confirm that yet. And if they find a quarterback, maybe he brings a quarterback from South Florida. I don't know how much eligibility that guy's got, but I believe he's a junior. I could be mistaken, though. I don't follow South Florida. I don't follow that level of football. Trey says, I want him to spend money on a DC, but good hire. Yeah, that'll be critical. All these guys, you got to, if you specialize one side of the football, see what you get in the other side. I believe, wait, I'm trying to see. Yeah, so see, I mean, right now, still unable to confirm this. No one legitimate. And I don't want to call this guy out because I don't know that he's not legitimate. But I personally don't know this Trey Shapp guy. But he is the one reporting it that, if you're just tuning in, sources, according to Trey Shapp, Alex Golish has accepted an offer to be the next head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. Now, why Arkansas has not confirmed that? I don't know. Maybe it's Hunter Yurecek and his 6'7 jokes. I don't know. SEC Maverick, let's get confirmation before we pull out champagne. Yeah, we've done this before with old Stoops to Texas A&M. Went to bed, I thought he was the hire, and then, whoops. Hey, I just got an update. Cousin James, the weatherman, shout out Cousin James. He says, I love this Golish hire. Revive the bad South Florida program, and he can coach quarterbacks. Exactly, exactly. So if this is the hire, and who's to say, I don't think Bobby Petrino would be sticking around because the offense is so different. But who's to say they don't keep Bobby Petrino around to coach quarterbacks and maybe mesh the two offenses together? I don't know. Again, I think you're hiring Golish to, if that is the hire, if they hire Golish, I think you're hiring him for the offense. But, hey, the best coaches, you know, they adapt their offenses. We don't want someone that is just so hard-headed that it's my system and nothing else. Again, Alex Golish was instrumental in Josh Heupel's early success at Tennessee, and he brought a lot of creativity, a lot of use of tight ends, and a lot of red zone decisions. If you go back, if you're an Arkansas fan, I recommend you to go check Tennessee's 2022 red zone efficiency. They were elite in scoring touchdowns in the red zone, and it was all Alex Golish. It was a lot of his play designs and the unique formations and ways he was getting Jalen Hyatt the football. Again, Heupel smart, right? So he adapted his scheme to Alex Golish. So we'll see what he does if he is officially the hire at Arkansas. Dustin says he's young, hungry, and embraces NIL. Bingo, exactly. That's why, again, we love Cousin Shane, right? But he wants Mike Gundy at all these places. I think the game had passed old Gundy by. Dabo, same deal. Again, Dabo's got the rings. Dabo's a name brand. He's nationally known, but he doesn't embrace NIL. And Dabo would have been maybe the best hire in the country 5 years ago. Probably a little bit longer than that now. But point being, we need to be looking forward. And these guys that are willing to work the system, because Arkansas is going to need to utilize every advantage that they have. And a guy like Alex Golish, he's going to know this. I think he was Conference USA before. American Athletic Conference. He's going to know all the best players in that league. So I know Arkansas fans are probably not going to be pumped to be like, well, hell, we're just getting American Athletic Conference transfers. But, hell, Diego Pavia came from a lesser league than that. You know, there's all kinds of talent in these lower leagues, and he's going to have good insight into which players possibly fit his system, which players give his system fits. Something to think about. Something to think about. Arkansas may ransack this damn conference. Thor Hug says he was right behind Summerall for me, so I'm happy with it. Yeah, I would probably have liked John Summerall a little bit better, but I think he's going to be the next Auburn or Ole Miss coach, or maybe Florida. So I think he's holding out to see what's going on in there. So we'll see with that. Shout out Gator Bait Map. South Florida went 3-29 the 3 years before Golish, and then 22-15 the three after. Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. So again, this is not official. Still waiting for this to be confirmed. What a Temu hire. I love how something comes along like a Temu, and then everything's Temu then from there on out. That's pretty funny. But I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. Shout out Rolls Royce. The helmet's behind you from your left to right. Old East, four newest, old is correct. Bingo, you nailed it. Yeah, I got the four new additions above my head, East and West here. Traditionalists, we're traditionalists around here. Robot 6, what a name. Please be true. I would love this hire more than you love Robot 6. I don't know. Get back to us. Let us know. Shout out Rolls Royce, gifting five memberships. But again, I do think this would be a hell of a hire if it's accurate. But I am a little bit concerned that this was 30 or so minutes ago that this was reported and not yet confirmed. I don't know what the holdup would be. But seeing a lot of Arkansas people discuss it, but not seeing a lot of them confirm the news. So, hey, we just bring you the news as we... okay, never mind. I thought we got a confirmation, but we did not. I'm reading through this. So Trey Biddy, who I think he's the best there is when it comes to Arkansas, he has just wrote, a source this morning indicates the job was offered to Alex Golish and that it's his to take, but there has yet to be any confirmation. So interesting. I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying we got to be careful. I left it up. You can go back and check Mark Stoops to Texas A&M. I left that show up. And I called his ass out because he's a C coach. And he would have been – Texas A&M would be 7-5 right now if old Stoops was your coach. Thank God that turned out to be inaccurate information. Shout out Rolls-Royce, though. I want to shout out these cousins that you have added to the family here. Rolls-Royce gifted Bobby G-Mac, Matthew Wayne Vaught, Preston Martin, Wall Street, and T. Forrest. Welcome to the family, courtesy of Rolls-Royce. Excellent question. Appreciate you, Liquid. What does this mean for the other teams? One name off the board. Golish, you know, there was some belief that Golish would be a candidate at Ole Miss. So we could be in a situation where he's like, well, I ain't waiting anymore. I'm not waiting to see, because that's what a lot of these people will tell you, that like Lane Kiffin's this big domino, which he is. You know, we need to find out, is the LSU job taken? Is the Florida job taken? Is the Ole Miss job going to open? And there was a lot of speculation that Golish was pretty high up on the Ole Miss board. So I think this is your first indication that people are getting a little tired, if this is accurate, that people are getting a little tired of waiting on Kiffin. These are excellent jobs. If Golish pulls a Josh Heupel and all of a sudden Arkansas, they're at the low point of low points in the Southeastern Conference, they can jump up pretty damn quick. Tennessee was in a – you ever heard of Jeremy Pruitt? You heard Derek Dooley? Butch Jones, I mean, Tennessee was pretty bad off too, right? So these things can turn around. Ole Miss, same deal. Matt Luke, nice guy, not a great head coach, obviously. So guys like this can turn around your program pretty quickly. But in terms of, aside from Ole Miss, I don't know that Golish was a candidate at Auburn, Florida. Although at Florida, I think he really would have killed it too. I think he should have been a candidate, but they're dead set on hiring a power coach. Because Billy Napier failed, so that means every lower level coach is a failure. Even though guys like Urban Meyer, Nick Saban, I mean, some of the best coaches of all time, they start out at G5. But Billy Napier failed, so every one of them's a failure. Is the logic I think down in Gainesville. Freedom Van jumping on any ruler to get Shane away from them cookies. Shane is not stepping away from the cookies. Josh Heupel could be the next Florida coach. If Shane's got cookies left in his cabinet, he's not jumping on till them cookies is going. So that's just what it is. Thanksgiving weekend. SEC Maverick says, I would love for this to be true, but we'll refrain from celebration until he's introduced as the head hoe. I hear you. I hear you. Anything else? Yeah. Appreciate you. Muscle Hog. Thanks for jumping on, my co-hogs. Let's look at, now we don't know the order of Arkansas' schedule next season, but let us, or yeah, we don't know because they haven't announced this yet, but let's switch this, whoops, to the schedule next year that we do have for Arkansas. I'm just kind of curious what you guys think. So here's the schedule. North Bama, well, we'll wax their ass. Utah, at Utah, how about that? Golish, offense against Utah. Mm-hmm. Tulsa, that's a win. And then we get into the SEC slate. Georgia at home, LSU at home, Mizzou at home, South Carolina and Tennessee at home, at Auburn, at Texas, at A&M, at Vanderbilt. Good luck, Golish. You're going to need it. And shout out Thorhawk. This is true. His nickname needs to be the Russian Boar. For those that don't know, Alex Golish, born in Moscow. So he could be a Russian plant sent by Putin to take over the SEC. But we'll see. We'll find out about that. That's just a rumor that I just started. But has this been verified? No, it has not been verified. I've said it many times, but it has not been denied either, which is interesting. Very interesting. It has not been denied, but I cannot confirm. That's why the title says report, and the image I went with is Golish looking a little slightly concerned here. But I do think it would be a great, great hire. And I have reached out to several Arkansas people. None of them can confirm the news. But they didn't say it wasn't happening either. So I don't know. I don't know what to do with that information, but this is the information we have. And I'm just bringing it to you guys before you hit the road. Wouldn't you want to know who your head coach is if this is accurate information? I know I would for Thanksgiving. Be thankful if Alex Golish is your coach. I think it would be a hell of a hire. And shout out, JR. We're always thankful for you, buddy.
Legend, cousin JR has done it again.
Thank you. And he gifted Drew I. Joe. Drew, welcome to the family. Chase Moore, we appreciate you. He's probably tired of all this Razorback talk because it's Mizzou Razorback week. Chase Moore, drink extension yesterday. Morrison Golish dominoes fall. I'm just connecting the dots, Mike. I don't believe Drink landed that extension. I could be mistaken. I think I was way off on the last episode. I was asked about that. But I think he did just sign an extension, didn't he, in the offseason? So I think Missouri has, they are doing what they need to do in order to sign Drink to an extension. But he has not signed it. He can leave still. And hell, he could sign this thing and leave it. I mean, this is crazy. I don't know. These contracts mean nothing. I don't know. they're completely worthless. So, but shout out Missouri for being proactive. And I'm sure giving Drink whatever he desires to keep him. Because you don't want to screw the pooch and not have a coach next year. Mm-mm-mm. Good news for Missouri and the SEC that Drink is staying. Hell yeah, and I love it. I want him to stay. I think he makes Missouri fun, and I love the trash talk, and he talks to us at media days. He's like one of three, or down to one of two now that Sam Pittman's gone. So hey, we don't want him to leave, but anything else here? What? I appreciate you guys hopping on. I wish I had more information for you guys. I'm still not seeing anything confirmed. I'm not seeing anything denied yet. But this report, anybody that missed it, this was a little while ago now, and they have not confirmed it nor denied it, but comes via Trey Schaap. Sources, Alex Golish has accepted an offer to be the next head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks. And, again, many people have been reacting to this, but none of them have denied it. So Very interesting. But I think Arkansas, if this is the hire, and if it is confirmed, I might just hop right back on, see if Shane's done with his cookies. We will jump on the minute any of this is confirmed. But as of right now, still not confirmed, not that I'm seeing, not that anybody has reached out to me. So I do think this would be a really good hire for Arkansas. And would it be nice? I'm sure Razorback fans would be thankful to get to their Thanksgiving and not have this coaching search drama hanging over their heads. You know what? And just, I mean, it's wild that you see your SEC brethren not make fun of you for a hire. And we're seeing a lot of people in the comments. Appreciate all the cousins that, yeah. I mean, it seems like everybody is universally liking this hire. So, yeah, again, take that for what it's worth. But I do think this is a good day. If it's true, I hope it is, because I think this elevates Arkansas, makes them fun, brings – they've already got an offensive identity, but I think it could be even better with old Alex Golish here. So I'm hoping that this is the case. And, again, as soon as we get confirmation that the Russian boar has landed in Fayetteville, we will let you know. For all we know, he's on a jet right now to Fayetteville to coach a team up to beat Missouri's ass. I don't think that's happening, but – it could very well. I don't count against the Russian boar. Now that we have given him that nickname, I believe it, he can accomplish any of his heart's desires. So, again, we appreciate you. We'll be back here pretty soon, actually, in a couple hours. Steven Lassen going to make his predictions for Rivalry Weekend. And then Cousin Shane, same time as always, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central. We'll make our predictions for Rivalry Weekend. Until then, we'll catch you on the next one, unless another coach gets hired or fired or this gets confirmed. Until then, we'll see you here in a little bit. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.